Justin Moore on FM 100.9.
Happy trails to you.
This is Phil Nee wishing you happy trails until we talk again. We'll be back your way with the morning show, some community conversation following the news. We put the wraps on our morning session with a wet 46 degrees right now in Richland Center. It is 9 o'clock. News Time this time is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury selection in the hush money trial of Donald Trump entering what could be the final stretch as lawyers look to round out the panel of people who will decide the first ever criminal case against a former president. 911 outages in four states overnight, and now officials are trying to figure out if it was a cyber attack.
Just in the last number of days, we have seen intelligence alerts from the Department of Homeland Security talking about the risks to 911 and emergency services systems from cyber attacks, basically ransomware, and require the owner of the system to pay some sort of a ransom before the system is then returned to their control.
ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin. Sources tell ABC News that nearly 100 victims of former U.S. women's gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar are close to settling their lawsuit with the FBI. The Justice Department could pay out $100 million after agents failed to properly investigate. This is ABC News. U.S. sanctions on Venezuela's oil industry are going back into force. They had been put on hold when the country's president promised to hold free elections, but the White House says Nicolas Maduro's government has not held up its end. In Europe, economic worries about falling behind.
The financial drain of Ukraine, the loss of cheap natural gas via the Nord Stream pipeline, and an influx of economic migrants all spell bad news for Europe. But European Council President Charles Michel says there is an answer. It lies in strengthening the internal market, improving regulation, and developing a real energy market. If urgent action isn't taken soon, the fear here is the region's industries will be left behind for good. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Seafood chain Red Lobster apparently sinking too much to debt. Bloomberg says the company is considering bankruptcy. One of the drags, millions in losses from their endless shrimp promotion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 53, some light rain to redevelop later today, west winds 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds and chilly, maybe some frost in some areas, a low of 33. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy, blustery winds and cool, and a high of 53. West winds 15 to 25 and gusty. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and cold, frost likely, a low of 30. Saturday's high 51. Sunday, nice with some sunshine and temps near 60. Currently in Richland Center with some light rain, just over a tenth of an inch so far this morning. We're at 46 degrees.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. Ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
On our WRCO Morning Show, joining us are Stephanie Cox from Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill, and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander there in Hill Point as well. Some special things going on. Well, first of all, your smelt fee, that's pretty known pretty much far and wide, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, very wide.
Any idea how many years you've been doing that?
Approximately 60.
My goodness. So you've got the recipe pretty well down pat.
Pretty much. We got the whole recipe down, yep.
Tell me how it works on May 4th and the time and everything, Bob.
May 4th, it starts at 4:30. The smelt feed starts. That's in with the fire department. They're the main sponsor of that event, which I also belong to. So... But other than that, it just there'll be of course smelt, scalloped potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and usually we have milk and coffee and that sort of stuff. And our first responders will have other beverages there for you if you want to partake in them. And then from there, we serve until about 7:30. And there's usually a kind of a waiting line. If you don't get here at 4:30, well, if you're here at 4:30, you will be in a waiting line already.
Hmm. Yeah, again, it's well known how good it is. How much of the staff does it require to put this on? About how many people?
Well, our whole fire department works on it together with some of their wives, and there's we have 28 members on the fire department.
Awesome. And where do you get the smelt from? You don't go out and catch that yourselves, do you?
No, we don't go and catch it. We used to years ago, but we don't anymore. No, we ordered it from, I guess I'm going to say Reinhardt is where we ordered it from this year.
And so you don't need tickets in advance. Everything's sold at the door?
Yes, everything's sold at the door. We usually have a... You can even bring your card. You don't have to have cash. We have a guy that has a card reader or whatever you want to call him. You can eat in or you can carry out, whatever you want to do.
And Hill Point Hideaway will be open for, you can bring your smelt in over here and eat also.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you can get it to go and head over there then. That'll work. So, yeah. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things going on, a real effort to really decorate Hill Point these days. What can you tell us about it?
A local gentleman, Chuck Leonard, and his name needs to be very well thought of because he is the one behind this masterpiece. He came up to me and told me he wants flags hanging through Hill Point. He wants people to know who we are and what we believe in and how we support our country and our military forces. And we started talking about it. And the next thing I knew it, I was ordering 12 flags, and now we have 36 flags ordered, and they're starting to get hung up right now. And Smelt Feed will be the start of celebrating for our flags.
Well, that is tremendous. So can you tell me where they're going to be flying at, over the street lights and through the town, or how does that work?
They'll be off of 154 from Sugar Maple to Hill Point East Road, and they will be down the side roads going down to the Rod and Gun Club and also on Hill Point Road.
The flags will be representing what? You're going to have the state and national flags?
Yes, they're starting to come up right now, and it's really making our community look great.
Four military flags, the six military flags will be flying too. You know, the Air Force, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Aerospace. And the local fire department has, and the EMS has sponsored two flags, so they're going to be flying those too. So, and of course, the VFW will be flying their flag too.
So lots of flags will be flying through Hill Point from May to the middle of September.
Oh, that is awesome. Bob, this has got to be a proud moment for you. You must have a lot of folks in that area that have served our country, don't you?
Yes, we've had a lot of people that have served the country in a lot of different wars. I myself am Vietnam, and there is some Korean gentlemen around yet. And we've had guys from the Gulf Wars to Kuwait, Iraq, all kinds of different service members.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other events coming up there at Hill Point VFW that you'd like to talk about for this upcoming year, Bob?
Well, the only thing that we actually have scheduled is on Memorial Saturday of Memorial Weekend, we're having a brat feed at the local gas station in Loganville, but other than that, we don't have anything scheduled until October. We try to take the summer off and let everybody enjoy the summer.
And then you'll be doing some things, I'm guessing, on Memorial Day and Veterans Day as well, won't you?
Yes. Memorial Day, well, before Memorial Day, we have six cemeteries that we have to put flags on. We'll be going out doing that here the week before Memorial Day. And then there's October. We'll start probably with our soup suppers again. We usually have a soup supper once a month from October until through March. And also at the first Sunday in December, we always have the VFW and the fire department sponsor Santa, Breakfast with Santa.
Awesome. That's great. So you get involved in a lot of things in the community, and I know the community supports you as well. Did you have to find sponsors to help with these flags?
Yes, we did. It was really word of mouth and pretty much local. We do have a few outside of the community here that have helped. Word of mouth has been great. I pitched it to the VFW to help do this, and they have been amazing. It's just been a great campaign, and everybody's talking about it, and it looks amazing.
Stephanie, if people are interested, or maybe they're interested in showing support, who should they get a hold of?
They can contact me at Hill Point Hideaway. They can send a check to our VFW Post 3434 in Hill Point. Do we have an address for them?
I don't remember right now.
But it can always be dropped off at Hill Point Hideaway. I've been taking care of a lot of this and been very happy to be taking care of this with the help of the VFW. So.
And I'm guessing the night of the smelt feed, too, if somebody wanted to contribute, they could certainly do that, too, couldn't they?
Yes. We will have a couple donation buckets out for that.
So the goal is, Stephanie and Bob, that it's going to be fully decorated there for the May 4th smelt feed night?
Yes.
Well, I hope people will come out and see that. Anything else that either of you would like to add?
I don't think so. We just would like to thank our sponsors for this great privilege of hanging our flags.
It's going to be beautiful. Hopefully people will take a drive if they can't be there for the smelt feed, but just happen through and take a look at it. It'll kind of be a good photo opportunity, I think, as well. Stephanie Cox, Hill Point Hideaway Bar and Grill, and Bob Brenneman, who is the VFW commander in Hill Point, joining us on today's morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Get ready for the annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction happening Sunday, April 28th. Now is the perfect time to list any items you'd like to consign. If you are interested in being a seller at the sale, reach out to Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Especially if you have larger items like tractors, farm implements, cars, trucks, or boats. Remember, this is a consignment auction, so you keep the money less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn your unneeded items into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction coming up Sunday, April 28th. Contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry to list your item today.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Our morning show will continue in just a moment. We're going to be talking about an upcoming presentation by meteorologist Bob Lindmeyer. Joanne Krulatz has a chance to chat with Bob coming up. And also we're going to talk about planting for the pantry. Jerry Bauer will be in a little bit later on as we give you some various topics on a Thursday morning show.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
I've taken a role myself, I've just done this, of being a climate change educator. I found over the years that there was a need for more education to the public about what's happening in our climate, about passing on the concerns of climate scientists who are very concerned about what's happening, and just bringing that to the forefront so the public knows really what's going on in regards to climate change.
You know, for our area, we've been under a drought. It started last summer. Even for the winter, we were still dry and we're still under drought. Richland County is still severe to moderate drought. You know, how does that all play in with the climate change?
What climate change does is it makes extreme events worse and more frequent. So the dryness that's being felt in southwest and west central Wisconsin, including Richland County, is more than likely exacerbated by climate change. The dryness wouldn't be as dry as it is right now. But it works on the other end of things, too. When you have flooding rain events, catastrophic rains, it can make that kind of event worse as well. So climate change essentially supercharges the atmosphere and makes extreme events more frequent and worse than they would be otherwise.
Is climate change coming slower than anticipated? I remember when I was in grade school, and I'm not going to tell you how many years ago that was. It was a long time ago. They were talking about climate change, but it didn't really seem to have a big effect until the last few years.
I think it's more just an awareness by the general public more about the impact of climate change. The changes have been happening, especially in the last 50 years or so, since 1970. That's when we've really seen a lot of fossil fuel emissions going to the atmosphere, and we've really seen this change in our climate. So it's been happening at a steady pace, but especially since about 1970 or so, we're seeing the changes happen more frequently and more extreme. So our winters are shorter, they're warmer. Especially our winter season is where we're feeling the effects of climate change. We don't have as much snow. We don't have the cold snaps as we used to. I think that's an area that winter season is where folks can really experience the change and remember how much colder and snowier it used to be when they were in their youth.
Have you seen as big of a change in the summer season?
Not as big of a change, but it's still significant. It is warmer to a large degree. To put this in perspective, the winter months are on average, let's see here, I got that statistic, is about 5 degrees warmer. The whole wintertime season is about 5 degrees warmer than it was in 1970 on average. The summer season is closer to about 2 degrees warmer. Still significant, but just not, hasn't as warm as much as our winter, and that's because of the influence of the Arctic. The Arctic regions are the fastest warming in the world. So those cold snaps, those cold waves, just haven't been as cold and as long in duration. So it's in the winter when that season is especially being affected by climate change. But not to say spring summer and fall are still significantly impacted by climate change as well. And we're seeing it, you know, in Richland County, that dryness. There is a contributing factor from climate change. Now, that's not to say that the dryness wouldn't be there, because cycles of weather that have always been there. And we've had, as you know, droughts in the past. But again, climate change just is making things a little bit more extreme than they normally would be.
Now, you're going to be in Richland County, actually, at Richland Center, at the Community Center this Sunday, presenting a program. Yeah. Can you kind of tell me how that will work?
Yeah, it's going to be a presentation where I cover climate change in details. First of all, I'll talk about the science of climate change. I'll talk about how climate scientists are in overwhelming agreement that we're experiencing a warming climate, and it's because it's human caused because of the burning of fossil fuels. So I'll go through that science. Then I'll look into the impacts of climate change. How is it impacting the world, but especially how is it impacting Richland County, Richland Center, and much of southern Wisconsin locally? What are the local impacts of climate change? But then I'm going to spend a significant amount of time on solutions, too. What can we do to help mitigate future effects of climate change? And there's a lot that can be done. I'm optimistic about the future, but we'll get into that as well. So by the time we're done, and I'll have time for questions and answers, I think people will have a much better understanding of the impacts of climate change, why I'm so concerned about climate change, but again, that I'm optimistic because of the solutions that are out there.
You know, you hear a lot about what big corporations and factories can do to fight climate change. And I can remember, you know, like 50 years ago, they talked about what households can do. And like some of the examples were aerosol cans, buy spray bottles, not aerosol cans. And are some of those still pertinent to try to cut the risk in your home?
The ozone layer, which was being eaten away by especially refrigerants in your freezer and your refrigerator, that was addressed to a large degree and was a success story by getting away from those kinds of gases that were in those particular appliances. But climate change is a different animal. There's a lot that we can do in our homes to make them more energy efficient. There's things you can do in terms of what you eat, the cars that you buy, the politicians that you elect, the organizations that you join. There's many things that we can do as individuals to help mitigate the effects of climate change, and I'll go into those as well during my talk.
There's also some tax incentives to go energy efficient with some things in your home, isn't there?
There is. There's what we call IRA, the Inflationary Reduction Act that was passed by the Biden administration. And there's a lot of money flowing out of that act that can actually be beneficial to organizations, nonprofits, businesses, and individuals. There's monies that you can take advantage of to help in your effort to make your home or business more energy efficient, or in trying to acquire like solar and the like. There's monies available, and I'll be touching on that as well.
Now, I'm sure the presentation is open to everyone on Sunday, and you would invite everyone. Is there a charge?
There is no charge. So, yes, one and all, youth, and anywhere from 8 years old to 88, you know, I welcome everybody. And I think you're going to find it worth your while. I throw a lot of information out there. I got a slideshow presentation. And you're going to learn a lot in that hour that I'm there.
Well, Bob, is there anything I haven't asked you about that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not really. Just, again, I strongly encourage our listeners to come on out. It's an hour that'll be well worth your time, and I think you're going to find it very beneficial.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. See you Sunday.
All right.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric. Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Get free paint all week at All American Do It Center. That's right, April 15th through the 21st. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look interior or exterior latex paint and get one absolutely free. Of equal or lesser value, see store for details. Restrictions may apply. Best Look paint has a low odor paint and primer all in one formula, backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Buy 1 gallon, get one free of Best Look paint. April 15th through the 21st only at All American Do It Center, Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Our morning show continues on WRCO, WRCE. He wandered in the studio through the rain today. Jerry Bauer, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine, Phil. Thank you for inviting me to do this show this morning.
It's a lovely rain. That kind of transitions into what we want to talk about, gardening here.
That's right. Yeah, this is the annual Plant for the Pantry appeal. And as I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about this rain is timely. We really need it, because as everybody knows, we've been at a high fire risk, and the ground has been awfully dry, and so it's beginning to regain some of that moisture. And I was noticing also when I was surfing on the internet that Jerry Apps had an article once that said, "Don't curse the rain," and I was thinking, well, that's probably the truth, that you know, shouldn't be angry about it, because it's one of the necessary ingredients of getting food. And I'm appealing on behalf of the pantry for people to think about planting an extra row or even just 2 or 3 seeds and bringing the excess produce to the pantry when it's ripe, of course.
How did it go last year?
It went very well. We had usually at least a couple hundred pounds of produce each week for the pantry to distribute, and the clients really appreciate it, and they remark on it that, boy, this is some good produce that we're getting here.
They know where it comes from.
Yes,
right?
Yes, they do.
It's not chipped in from a long ways away or anything?
No, it's not, and a second harvest does not have a great deal of produce for us in the summertime. It seems like they have more during the winter, and I don't know what is the cause of that, but if it comes in the door, we try to send it out the other door that afternoon.
You mentioned as we came in this morning, you're starting to see a few little things starting to pop through the ground, aren't
That's
you?
That's right. I was clearing off the old asparagus canes and noticed that a few of the roots are changing color and getting ready to go, and this rain will help that.
Might get a little nip of frost this weekend, but...
Oh, boy.
Not uncommon for this time of year.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And being by the river sometimes helps a little bit with that.
When do you start accepting produce? Because people could have some early things in now.
Sure. Anytime. Anytime. And they can bring it on a Wednesday. That's the only day that we operate the pantry. But bring it on a Wednesday and any time after 9 o'clock and hopefully before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So in case they need to do some processing to get it ready to hand out to the clients, that they've got time to do that before the pantry distribution begins at 4 o'clock.
Does it need to be washed up, or do you kind of take care of that?
We can take care of that. Of course, we appreciate it if people wash it up ahead of time because, well, it saves us time, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm. What's the most popular thing as far as the produce is concerned?
Well, I would say tomatoes and cucumbers, and then in the fall, apples and sometimes some pears and things of that, some fruits that are coming ripe.
Good stuff. Now, for instance, I don't like beets, so I'd probably donate those.
Oh, I don't know. Well, okay, that's fine. Yep.
Whatever you want to donate.
That's right.
Right.
Yes, if you can grow it, I think some of our clients will eat it, and so we will distribute it. That's what we're in the business of doing.
Yeah, that's great. So we hope a lot of people will do that. And you know, Jerry, it doesn't really take that much, as you mentioned, just another few rows or hills.
That's right.
That'll do it. Absolutely. Well, give me a little update, if you would, on the food pantry and how it's been going lately.
Okay, I've got a comparison between 2023 and 2022, and numbers for 2023 became available just the very first part of this week. We finally got all of the information. Information in that we needed, because of course there always overlaps as you come into the new year. And so, for example, in 2022, the number of families, the number of cars that we served, 2,555. And then in 2023, number of families or cars that we served, 3,475. And that's a 36% increase over 2022. And then in 2024, I have the numbers just from January through March, and that's 949. So it looks like it's going to be 2024 is going to be a little bit higher than 2023. And that's been something that's been going on. The greatest time that we noticed that happening was between 2020 and today, quite frankly. As you know, in March of 2020, the government closed the whole economy down, and the rule was is that if you were 60 and over, why, you should stay home and stay at least 6 feet away from everybody. And well, we all managed to buckle through that, and here we are. But we were, in the days B.C., before COVID, we were serving about 50 families per week. And now we're serving somewhere in the 80 families per week. And we had a week a few weeks ago. I'm getting weak. and we had 102 cars that day. And so the people that volunteer at the pantry really do work. You've got to be on your feet, and you got to be moving, and you got to be lifting. And it's... I can't say too many thanks to the volunteers, because they're just fantastic, and if they have to be away, they feel badly about that, but they always let somebody know that they're not going to be there. They usually try to find somebody to come in and take their place, as it were, so that we're not shorthanded. And so on a Wednesday, by 9 o'clock, we've got at least a half a dozen people, maybe more, at the Lighthouse Chapel, and we're beginning to get going. And by the time you get to noon, we probably have about 15 people there working on setting up the tables, getting the carts ready to come out in the afternoon.
I wonder how you do it all logistically, Jerry, because you know you're planning for 50, and then all of a sudden you double that, 102 show up. How are you prepared for that kind of increase?
Well, we do have a storage area at the Lighthouse Chapel, and so we do have supplies on the shelf. And so if that happens, people who come after you hit the crest might not get everything that the people early on got, but usually we're able to muckle through we sure try to take care of everybody. And then remember also that on the third Thursday of the month, we also staff the mobile pantry out at the fellowship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you do that, so you're busy 2 days a week then, aren't you?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. You talked about the increase. Why do you think that is? Any idea why numbers continue to go up?
Inflation has hurt everybody. It's hurt us, too. I mean, our costs are going up with everybody else's costs, and so we've noted that in our reports at the board meetings that we're spending more totally on food than we had in the past. Percentage-wise, probably not. People might be interested to learn that we spend 90% of our resources on securing food. And Second Harvest is our greatest supplier. They do a great job, and they also provide us with quite a few free things as well, that they get things in that it's simply more than they can use, and sometimes it's more than they can store, and they have to get it out in a hurry. We have half a dozen appliances at the Lighthouse Chapel, freezers and refrigerators, and so we maintain those, and we can handle some frozen food. The Richland Locker has been a great help to us and continues to be in letting us store things in their freezers when we get overloaded, which we do periodically. We had somebody this last week that gave us over 100 pounds of ground beef for hamburger.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is, yeah. It is. But you think about that and so that's 100 packages, 1 pound packages of ground beef, and we're serving 90 some people. In a week, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wondered how much you actually purchased and how much was yeah. donated, and I guess yes. It varies a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It depends. We also get commodities from the U.S. Department of Agriculture as well, and we get one delivery a month. And then sometimes it, too, will get a windfall of some commodity, and so then a special announcement will come out to all of the food pantries that Second Harvest serves, and they'll say, we're getting this and this and this and this, and let us know how many cases you want or how many pounds, depending on what it is.
I know locally there have been some businesses collecting cereal. I know Julie Karen State
That's
Farm,
right.
they
yes.
were doing that.
Yes, State Farm has done a great job for us, and the Shopping News has been doing a great job even longer. And so we do a pickup every week. A couple of the guys take their truck and go to the Shopping News and to State Farm and pick up those produces. We also pick up things from Walmart as well. And we've got some others that periodically come on and let us know.
That's convenient for people that might not be able to make it out to the Lighthouse Chapel or whatever.
That's yeah. right. And an individual who doesn't have their own transportation can still secure food. And you can do that by finding a neighbor or perhaps a family member to come to the pantry for you. And what you need to do is just simply write a note and say, I'm authorizing John Smith to pick up food for me today and sign your name to it. And we will check that person in and we will give them the food that will end up at your house.
So talk about the differences between what you do on Wednesday and then what's done at fellowship on Thursday.
Well, the major difference is that Wednesday is a full-fledged pantry distribution, and so it takes us all day to get set up for it. The mobile pantry, which is coming up next Thursday, comes out on a semi from Second Harvest, and it's already packaged, essentially. And so what they do at the fellowship is simply get it off of the semi and get it into people's cars and send them on their way. I have to be truthful and say that I have not been to a distribution, either at the fellowship or at the Lighthouse Chapel, since March of 2020. I've just been cautious. Uh-huh. And so far it's worked. I did get COVID early on, and it was not too bad because I had just gotten the shots. And so things have worked out, and I've not had a recurrence. And
that's awesome. But you're helping out in a lot of other ways.
We hope so. We have a small group of people, four of us, that come in on Wednesday morning, and we do repackaging. And then what is sort of a mindless job, but we open up a lot of bags, and we ask them, how many bags do you need? And they tell us every week, 500 to 600. And so, of course, we have to buy supplies, and so we have some of those business expenses, so to speak.
So you go out and buy paper bags then?
No, they're plastic bags, and mm-hmm. we have suppliers that are for food pantries specifically. And so somebody keeps track of the inventory, buys additional ones when we're getting low on them. And we've got three different sizes, depending on what the product is that we're putting in there. So, for example, wieners that we get come in double-wrapped plastic bags, and about 40 pounds in a bag. Well, they're frozen, and you can't give 40 pounds of hot dogs to one family. And so we set up and we repackage those, and we put 8 hot dogs in a bag, in a plastic bag, and out it goes to the client. Why 8 hot dogs? Because that's the number of buns they get in the package of buns that they get.
Okay, interesting. We wanted to mention here, I guess the mobile food pantry is today, not next week.
Oh, okay.
It's today.
Yeah, Jerry's off the queue here again.
Okay.
That happens to you when you get old. Well, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, right. Well, we appreciate whoever listened and put that into us.
That's a good thing that they did that.
We stand corrected.
So. Yes, and I will probably get teased next Wednesday.
And you talk about buying bags and supplies, but you also have to, if you have those freezers there, you got to help with a light bill. So
that's right, yes. We make a payment to the Lighthouse Chapel each month to help defray some of the energy expenses. And there's some additional cleaning, of course. On a day like today, you get some people tracking in and out, and the floor needs to be scrubbed by the time you're out of there in the evening.
Mm-hmm. So you got to do some cleanup afterwards, and
yes, we do some, but the Lighthouse Chapel takes care of the heavy stuff, and that's all part of that payment that we make.
I know you have a nice board of people on there. Anybody or the
yes.
board you'd like
yeah,
to recognize
there
here?
There are 10 of us all together, and we get along well.
Uh huh. Are you the head
I'm
guy?
I'm the president of the board of directors. And I think that just means I get to answer the phone most of the time.
Well, always good to have you in here, and I know that there's such a need in the community. People, monetary donations are certainly accepted, aren't they?
Yes, in fact, we can leverage monetary donations quite well. Second Harvest charges the minimum of what they need to recover their costs and their handling and whatnot. And we can get from Second Harvest then for every dollar that we get donated, we can get between 5 and 6 pounds of food. And so we do that regularly. And I was adding up some of the numbers this morning, and we send out each Wednesday afternoon at least 3,000 pounds of food.
Incredible.
Well, as our annual report will indicate, the average cart has about 40 pounds of food in it by the time it goes out the door.
And it's a complete meal and
yes,
and then some.
We try to plan that, and that's where the produce comes in. The plant for the pantry is that, you know, those fresh things are the best for you when they're fresh, and so we're hoping that people will help us out.
Won't be long, and I know you're not as involved anymore, but you'll be opening up the Aiki School again.
Oh, yes. But Mr. Thied is in charge of that now.
Yeah, he's the big head honcho there.
Oh, yes, he's doing a great job.
Yeah, that history is still alive, and I know they're looking to expand a little bit this year and do some other things.
Yeah, and Ken came up with an idea for one-room school calendar, and he sold out the first printing, and I don't know, he may have it by now, but he was working on securing a second printing, and that was just surprised him, I guess, and surprised the rest of us as well.
It's a nice calendar. So maybe next year they'll do like the former educators 12-month calendar. You can pose, and Gene Burkett can pose.
Okay, there we go.
In the summer swimsuit or whatever the case might be. So.
Oh, we don't want to scare people.
Great idea for next year. So anything else you'd like to add, Jerry, in terms of planting for the pantry? Or
I think we've sort of gone over the landscape here, and I would just say that Richland Community Food Pantry is a totally volunteer activity. It has no paid employees whatsoever, and we depend entirely on the community to supply us with the funds that we need. We were fortunate enough to set aside a small rainy day fund during the pandemic, and we're still counting on that to cover some of our increased expenses, as you mentioned before, that if you have a 36% increase in the number of people that you're serving, you're going to have some increases in your expenses along the way.
Yeah, unfortunately, things probably aren't going down anytime soon either.
No, it does not look like it.
And gas prices affect a lot of that, too.
Correct.
So. Yeah. I have a list here, in fact, of the board of directors. Maybe we should mention them. You have people from all walks of life.
Yes, we do.
Including Evelyn Faulkner, Rhonda Marish, and David May, Monsignor Roger Sheckle, John Madden, Roxanne Klubertans, along with Larry Engel, David Fry, and Linda Danforth. So, yes. Good group there.
Yes, it is. It's a hard-working group, and some of them are there on Wednesday, and some of them just come to the board meetings. Depends on what their personal situation is. A lot of us are retired, but some of our members, board members, are still gainfully employed, and they need to take care of that first.
You bet. So people can start bringing the fruits of their gardens in any Wednesday, then, it sounds like. What time can they do that, Jerry?
That is correct. And we thank you in advance, and we'll try to thank you afterwards as well.
What time do you open up there for people to bring food in?
On a Wednesday, always, and any time after 9 o'clock.
After 9.
Yeah, and they should go to the back door, because we keep the front door locked. Otherwise, we've got people wandering in and getting in the way.
Uh-huh. And then getting ready for the food. And what time does the distribution start?
The distribution starts at 4 o'clock, and it goes until 5:30. And at that 5:30 mark, if there are more cars in line than they can serve before 5:30, whoever's in line gets food that day.
And again, the mobile food pantry is today. So
that's right.
Be aware of that. Jerry, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you very much, Phil.
You bet. Jerry Bauer joining us on this portion of the morning show.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival wouldn't be possible without all the great support from local and surrounding area business and individuals. Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Cardinal Glass Industries, Delta 3 Engineering, Electric Design, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, Muscadet Chamber of Commerce, Muscadet Mini Mart, Meyer Construction, and Walsh's Ace Hardware.
Attention educators! The Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain, headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
WRCO.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors just seated this week in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has already been dismissed. The woman identified as juror number two told the judge she didn't know if she could remain impartial and said she had concerns about her identity after colleagues said she was worried her identity might have been compromised in press accounts. Police forces in six cities across four states all reporting 911 services were down overnight.
There is no